All right. We're continuing our little tour in IE world. We just talked to Dean. He told us about GPU and programming the GPU and what it means for web developers to get this beautiful experience, you know, taking advantage of the power of the GPU. But we happen to be with somebody who knows a little bit about the power of the GPU, Mr. Ted Johnson. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, as you can probably tell from the gray hair, I've been programming for way too long. Actually, I started programming on Windows 1.0 in 85 with all this PageMaker. So
Wow. That
was graphics. That was fun. We did Mac and Windows versions back then. I co-founded Visio in 1990, so we did graphics all through the 90s there. And one of the most fun things we're doing, actually, in IE9, I think, with our SVG support, I can now export my drawings from Visio, because I still make a lot of them, and I can show them in the browser.
Excellent.
And I can zoom them, I can pan them, I print them with full fidelity. It's great. So I love our SVG support just for that. But you were asking about the GPU.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been programming graphics on Windows for a long time, and, you know, it's been GDI and GDI Plus through the years. It's really fun. Now with Windows 7, we've got this new Direct2D subsystem built on the DirectX stack, and both the quality of the graphics is amazing, and of course the performance.
Mm.
And, you know, given that what you want to do now with graphics and with HTML5, you've got a lot of alpha blending, a lot of opacity, a lot of images, and a lot of movement with animation, whether it's JavaScript animated or declarative animation, there's a lot of that in HTML5. Having the power of the GPU lets you deliver that with high performance and just great quality.
Absolutely.
Great quality. You're going to talk to Jason Weber later, right?
Yep.
And I hope you should ask him to show you something that really shows off the graphics. It's amazing.
Excellent. Unfortunately, you probably won't be able to capture
on
the camera
TV thing,
because
right?
We have, like, 30 frames per second.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
It's not going to work.
This baby keeps full frame rate, 60 frames a second, GPU-powered HTML5 graphics.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Excellent. So, of course, we have, just to, you know, include the other person on the couch, John Martin.
Yep.
Do I ever say your name right?
You're closer than many, many people.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you've been on Channel 9 a couple of times.
Yes,
I've interviewed you, I think, twice now. You've done some other things.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? What have you been up to lately?
You know, for IE9, I'm working on the web platform and the kind of our core programming model and the DOM, basically all the platform outside of the graphics work.
All the stuff that people curse at, generally.
That's true. And it's really around this concept of developers want to write the same markup and have it work across multiple browsers.
Excellent.
And that's really what we're striving for and what I think we're really doing in IE9.
Absolutely. Excellent. Now, of course, people watching this are playing with the developer preview because, you know, we filmed this before Mix. They're going to have the bits in their hands.
Yep.
So they're playing around. They're going to see the great graphics things you talked about. They're going to take it and run Acid 3 on it.
Yep.
And they're going to take it and make sure it works, you know, as they'd expect.
Yep.
And you're going to get a bunch of feedback, and you're going to continue to implement on that.
Absolutely. You know, and it's kind of continuing a lot of just the investigation, the research, and the data collection we start with when we start planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a whole lot of just data collection around what APIs and features are used on the web today and use those to kind of help us identify the interesting areas and what part of the core platform or what is the core platform that developers need to build on so they can then build using these great graphics and kind of build these great HTML5 apps.
I just got to add, so if they're looking at it now with this platform preview 1, is it done? I mean, have you done everything
Absolutely not. So this is, you know, the idea behind these platform preview builds is that giving developers an early look and releasing them regularly between now and beta.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the features aren't done yet. Some of them are not there at all yet.
Sure.
And we're just excited to get the feedback on what we have there and try and keep that conversation going.
Right. I think that's a huge point. You're asking about the feedback, and this is early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it's half done, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But with SVG, we don't have it all. With the DOM, we don't have it all.
Mm-hmm.
With the ACID score, we don't have it all. We want the feedback. We want the prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what does work, what we think works today, if it doesn't work, give us that feedback, too. But
mm-hmm.
It's great to be getting it out early and getting that early feedback.
Excellent. Now, in terms of what's working and what doesn't work, the last time when we first learned about running graphics on the GPU inside your browser, so essentially HTML, CSS, DHTML on the GPU, you know, surfing metal. I want to ask you a question. Can you print? You solve the print problem yet? And ActiveX controls that also may be using GDI Plus and not T2D. Where are you with that world? Because when we talked to Christian, we were still, you know, printing's a hard problem.
No, printing is a hard problem.
Yeah.
But to answer that question, actually for today's web,
yes,
the platform preview works amazingly well. I mean, whether you're hitting a news site that has flash content, whether that's a video element or whether that's, you know, advertising, mm-hmm. it is out there. I've seen ads on the web, actually. It all works, and it interops well. So today's web runs great in platform preview. It's really, the things that aren't done is kind of, well, tomorrow's web, the HTML5 web, mm-hmm. and the graphics there, the SVG work.
Okay.
It's partial. We're just partially there. But all the stuff that worked in IE8, that works great. Mm-hmm. GPU powered, it's faster, mm-hmm. everything. Page loading, scrolling, that's great. I guess we're so focused on the future and HTML5 stuff that...
But let's stay in the present, because again, the people who are playing with this, they're playing with it right
printing.
Now.
Printing's also a brand new subsystem.
Yeah.
Just the same way we redid graphics on the Direct2D and DirectX stack, we redid printing on the XPS system that was in Vista and enhanced in Windows 7. It prints. I've got pages that print, but you know, I think you might find some glitches.
Sure.
And that probably varies by printer as well. So again, we have a long test cycle and a lot of work to do to make sure that works. But printing of old content works, printing of SVG, you know, a little bit, not quite there.
But cool, you're making progress. And that's
absolutely,
the point.
That's the point.
Excellent. So now, we were told when we talked to Dean that we're going to be releasing a developer preview. We're going to iterate on it every 8 weeks, which is phenomenal.
Right? Yeah.
And that's unheard of.
Sure, compared to what do we normally do? One beta, two betas in a whole product cycle?
Yeah. Excellent.
No, getting stuff out every 8 weeks is great. I think if John and I had our way, we'd try to do it faster, but... You know, given the quality and the machinery of the system, I mean, 8 weeks is great.
Yeah, we're excited just to be able to get that feedback and show progress regularly, and just get new features out there. I mean, I don't know, I just love shipping, so you do it more frequently and just more fun.
Perfect. So, what's your favorite feature in the release that people are playing with right now? The first developer preview.
I really love SVG. I have to say, it's just so much fun to play with. Like, there's just so much you can do once your graphics are in markup. You know, we previous channel line videos talked about developer tools.
Yes.
How the developer tools that you dig into your website and make quick edits. Well, now you can do that with SVG. So you got a graphics, what would have been an image in IE8, and now it's just markup. So the same way you edit your HTML, now you're editing your SVG in the developer tools. You're changing colors, you're changing sizes, positions.
Wow.
It just opens up a whole new world around what you can do with graphics on the web.
And it's something that, because of that, because it's in markup, it's very easy to learn. Mm. I mean, I can't open up a web page and learn about Flash by doing view source. Mm-hmm. But you can open up a page with SVG and do view source. Mm-hmm. And you walk through it, and if you know basics about graphics, like rectangles and lines and paths and stuff, you can look at it and go, oh, I see it there. I see a rectangle. I see it says fill red. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's red, right. It can make sense. And if you're familiar with HTML markup and just even a little bit of graphics, you can start to figure out SVG really fast.
Excellent. Now, for the more advanced types, I mean, if I'm able to play around with rectangles and triangles and paths and stuff like that, and I kind of understand markup or understand, you know, GPU.
Which you don't need to understand the GPU.
That's hard. But you've actually, thank you for what you've done, because now I don't have to if I want to.
Oh, yeah, that's...
But one question I would ask you, can I dig in there and make it dynamic with script?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that the graphics are in... the object model. You can, you know, you add an ID to that rectangle we talk about. Mm-hmm. You just do your standard get element by ID and change the X position, change the Y position, change the width, the height, the color, the stroke.
Wow.
And, you know, you can also group elements together, move a whole group together. You can, and of course with SVG, you can transform the stuff. You can rotate it, you can skew it, you can scale it.
Amazing.
So you couple that with JavaScript and the object model and the power of SVG itself, you can create some really fun stuff. You bet.
And one of the things in the HTML5 lets us do is integrate SVG inline into HTML documents.
Oh, I guess that's the point, too. Right. Yeah, for so long, SVG was like locked as a document type. You know, like you got your Visio files, your SVG files, your HTML files. But no, SVG, it's all it's just mixed right in there with your HTML. And so you can make a page that's, you know, mostly HTML. It's got a little SVG over here. Might be, you know, business graphic chart, might be an org chart. I don't care what it is. It's just, it's fun. It's just mixed right in. That's what's cool.
Now, listen, there are going to be people who are watching this that might not know that we're talking about vector graphics.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the VG of SVG.
Well, no, I mean, that's important.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people who write web pages, I mean, they're writing JavaScript, HTML, CSS. Sometimes they're just cutting and pasting or going to these immense libraries of JavaScript functionality, taking it on their page, composing, and then shipping. So it's important to kind of...
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Because it's an advanced sort of rendering technology. But this is amazing stuff, and I'd like to ask you, let's talk about the future of web programming. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think what you're finding is that people are trying to build web applications that just look like native applications. Mm-hmm. And it kind of started when we had Ajax. Yeah, that I didn't want to have one page that was static that I hit refresh to see updates. Mm-hmm. And Ajax just let the page update as if it was a native client application. And now we're trying to take it to the next step where these applications that today are the graphics that you're familiar with in native applications are now you want to run on the web. And that's what HTML5 enables. And we really think to get the full potential of those HTML5 apps, that's when you have to start taking advantage of the hardware.
Excellent.
Because performance is a huge thing. I mean, this programming, the fact that the JavaScript engine's faster, the graphics are faster, the whole browser's faster.
Yes.
That's what enables the kind of things that you're asking about and John's talking about.
Cool. And the last question I'd like to ask you, since you are sort of the wizard of GPU.
The wizard.
GPU. Well, not just GPU.
Yeah.
So what I would like to ask you is, what were some of the big challenges that you ran into when you were trying to get this world to run on?
Well, what's fun, and it reminds me probably a lot of those days back in the 80s working on Windows 1. You had a brand new system. I mean, Direct2D is a version 1 system in Windows 7. So did we find a few issues? Yeah, we found a few issues. And it's nice being able to talk to the Windows group and tell them about some bugs, and they'll be releasing some changes, you know, out to the world at large. But, you know, you're brand new. I mean, we're clearly the largest and most used application using a brand new version 1 system of Windows 7. Mm-hmm. So you find some challenges.
Absolutely.
But it's nothing that we haven't gotten past, and it's nothing that any other programmer who wants to embrace the system wouldn't get past.
Excellent. Well, hey, great job, you guys. I don't know whether or not in the euphoria that's going on in this room, whether or not we've missed some key things that you might have wanted to touch on. I mean, did we?
No, I think the last thing I'll point out is you download the platform preview. The homepage is this test drive site that Ted's been working pretty hard on, making sure it looks great and demos look right. And it's some of the demos that maybe we can't show you on the video. They're all just available for you to try.
Absolutely,
the stuff that you'll see in our presentations that we're giving at Mix and all that is available at the ietestdrive.com.
Perfect.
So, oh wow, we have a URL.
We do.
No, that's important. We talked about the platform preview. The test drive site that goes with it is just a whole set of graphic samples, performance samples, programming samples, and you know they're all up there. They're all licensed through our, what is that? Our
Microsoft
open license thingy, the mod. So you know, take the code, hack on it. I mean, we don't necessarily want to, you know, claim it's the best programmed HTML in the whole world, but it's a great thing to go screw around with.
So. Absolutely, and I think people should also push the limits, push the envelope. Like really, let's see how far I can take this. Background compiling, interpreting, or compiling JScript engine, and then hitting the GPU with the brilliant work that Ted and guys have done. Let's see how far I can take this. I'm going to push it super hard.
That's when it's really, I think, going to be exciting, and why I like having these updates frequently, because you know, you'll see the demos we come up with, or little samples, and maybe some cool things, but it's really when we get this in the hands of web developers and kind of give them the power of the platform to see what they can do.
Amen. Surf on. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Cheers.